Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. So some interesting stuff. Harvard University has uncovered this DNA switch that controls genes for whole body regeneration. We could actually see a future where human beings are able to regrow their limbs that have been lost. Now, is this getting too far into gene editing and stuff like that, where people aren't becoming, or people are becoming something other than human? And is this something that the Antichrist potentially is going to take advantage of? Also, what we got to talk about is there's a new research that is laying the groundwork for off-world colonies. Now, these two connect because there's been a lot of talk in scientific circles recently that if we're going to have off-world colonies, our human bodies need to not be so fragile and frail. We need to be able to regenerate our cells or our limbs, or you know, we need to be able to regenerate a lot faster. Could this regeneration be the mark of the beast? That might seem crazy, but remember, there is a prophecy that talks about for 5 months, 5.5 months, something like that, that people seek death yet are not able to find it. There is a time in prophecy where they're being tortured by these locust things, you know, by the fallen cherubim. We've done videos on that if you're wondering about that. Why are they not able to die? Is it because they have switched their DNA in such a way that they regenerate now? So we're going to talk about all of that and more. Very interesting stuff. Now, I do have to remind you, if you're listening to the audio-only version of this, this is actually a video. You are listening to audio that was pulled off of a video. And if you want the video, the whole video, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and become a member just for $10 a month or $100 a year. You get exclusive content that is not available anywhere else online. You get exclusive content, exclusive Peck reports. You get the archived versions of Peck Underground Churches in case you missed the live versions. And you get the whole Peck Report videos. All of that and more is on the way. JoshPeckDisclosure.com, or you can just click on the links in the description below. All right, now humans apparently one day, Yahoo News has covered this, may one day have the ability to regrow limbs after scientists at Harvard University uncovered the DNA switch that controls genes for whole body generation. Some animals can achieve extraordinary feats of repair, such as, you know, salamanders, which grow back legs, or geckos, which can shed their tails to escape predators and then form new ones in just 2 months. Planarian worms, jellyfish, sea anemones go even further. They actually regenerate their entire bodies after being cut in half. Now, scientists have discovered that in worms, a section of non-coding, or so-called junk DNA, controls the activation of a master control gene called early growth response, or EGR, which acts like a power switch, turning regeneration on or off. So Mansi Srivastava, said, he's the assistant professor of organismic and evolutionary biology at Harvard University, says, quote, "We were able to decrease the activity of this gene, and we found that if you don't have EGR, nothing happens. The animals just can't regenerate. All those downstream genes won't turn back on, so the other switches don't work, and the whole house just goes dark," basically, end quote. So these studies were done in three banded panther worms. Scientists found that during regeneration, the tightly packed DNA in their cells starts to unfold, allowing new areas to activate. But crucially, humans also carry EGR and produce it when cells are stressed and in need of repair. Yet, it does not seem to trigger large-scale regeneration. So, do scientists now think that this gene can be activated where human beings can actually start regenerating on a larger scale? That is the question. Before we get to that, though, I got to tell you about the USCCA, an amazing amazing service. Stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association, and it's an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed citizen. They are hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there, and their firearms education and training resources are genuinely life-saving. They have hundreds of videos, guides, books, articles, you name it. But why do you need self-defense protection? Well, you know that if you carry a gun, or even if you don't, you know this to be true anyway, because there's lots of self-protection that doesn't involve firearms. But if you do, and the USCCA covers all that as well, but if you do own or carry a gun, then you know that you take the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave your house. If you're forced to defend yourself with or without your firearm, then you need to understand that you're going to have to face our legal system and all the political baggage that comes with that. So that means you're going to face arrest, legal fees, possibly even the loss of your Second Amendment rights. You do not want to deplete your life savings just to prove your innocence. So the USCCA steps in and provides upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, civil and criminal defense costs, and more. They'll also pay for you to replace your gun if the police take it as evidence, which they probably will. You can even choose your own attorney. In fact, the USCCA has an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys in every state who you can trust to defend your rights as an American gun owner. Excuse me. They also have a critical response team on call every day, all day, even holidays, so you won't have to worry about getting an answering machine. There are three levels of membership that your mind is going to be blown when you see how affordable all three of these levels of membership are. So you can pick which one works best for you and your needs. Extremely affordable for all the services that you get. Membership covers all forms of self-defense, not only firearms. So this protects those who do not carry a firearm every day, but would still be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves or their family. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you should ever have to defend yourself with your gun. They also have the training and education you'll need to be prepared, which is one of the best parts about being a member. They're dedicated to training and educating gun owners. Now, you're probably already pretty knowledgeable, but it seems like every day they've got something new and useful to teach that's brand new. You can feel better prepared carrying your gun knowing the USCCA is on your side every day. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can see for yourself. You can click on the link in the description below. You can find the banner at joshpeckdisclosure.com or very easily right now you can take out your phone and text PECK, P-E-C-K, to the number 87222, which spells USCCA. That again is PECK, P-E-C-K. Text that to the number 87222 and see what they have to offer. You will not be disappointed. Okay, now, scientists now think that this master gene is wired differently in humans to animals and are now trying to find a way to tweak its circuitry to reap its regenerative benefits. So postdoctoral student Andrew Gierke of Harvard believes the answer lies in the area of non-coding DNA controlling the genes. So non-coding or junk DNA was once believed to do nothing, but in recent years, scientists have realized it is having a major impact. So Mr. Gierke has said, quote, only about 2% of the genome makes things like proteins. We wanted to know, what is the other 90% of the genome doing during whole body regeneration? I think we've only just scratched the surface. We've looked at some of these switches, but there's a whole other aspect of how the genome is interacting on a larger scale, and all of that is important for turning genes on and off, end quote. So, marine animals, like the moon jellyfish, are masters of regeneration, and some have been found to clone themselves after death. What a terrifying prospect. Now, in 2016, a Japanese scientist reported that 3 months after the death of his pet jellyfish, the sea anemone-like polyp rose out of the degraded body and then astonishingly aged backwards, reverting to a younger state. In the 1990s, scientists in Italy discovered that the Turritopsis dorni jellyfish, switches back and forth from being a baby to an adult, resulting in its nickname, the immortal jellyfish. So Dr. Srivastava added, quote, the question is, if humans can turn on EGR and not only turn it on, but do it when our cells are injured, why can't we regenerate, end quote. And then he also added, quote, "It's a very natural question to look into the natural world and think, if a gecko can do this, why can't I? The answer may be that if EGR is the power switch, we think the writing is different. What EGR is talking to in human cells may be different than what it is taking to in the three-banded panther worm," end quote. And that research was published in the journal Science, and also Yahoo News reported on this. And, you know, this asks another question, too. If we do have that lying dormant inside of us, was there a time in our ancient history where this regenerative gene or DNA thing was switched on? Was there a time it was turned on? Was there a time that God turned it off for some reason? Because, I mean, if you take the ages, the lifespans in the book of Genesis, literally, there was a time where human beings were living past 900 years old. Now, there's an argument to be made that that might not be literal years in lifespan. You know, it might not be a literal lifespan, but might denote something more akin to status or a kingship or something like that. And that's a whole other thing. But there's active research going on in that realm right now, which is really, really interesting to think about, but let's just, for sake of argument on this end of it, let's just say that those are literal years, and there was a time in a human being's life where he could live to 800 or 900 years. Now, after the flood, we see that drop off. We see the lifespan drop off significantly. So, was there a reason that regenerative gene was switched off? Maybe Noah and his family or something didn't have that turned on for some reason. Could that be? And if that was something that God did, wouldn't it be wrong for us to then go try and turn it back on again? If we do manage to turn that back on again, is the consequences, the judgment of that, what you read about in the book of Revelation, with the torture of the locusts and the 5 months, and they seek death and they cannot find it? Could that be? Could all of this connect in that way? I don't know, but this is definitely a story that we're going to have to keep our eyes on, because this could have very dire prophetic implications. Something else we have to talk about too is how this research that people are now, scientists are now laying the groundwork for off-world colonies. Because if we're going to have off-world colonies, we probably need, this is what scientists are thinking, we're probably going to need stronger bodies. I mean, there have been movies made about this and TV shows. We're going to need to be able to regenerate faster than we do now for a variety of reasons. I mean, that's why, like, if an astronaut goes out into space for a while and he comes back, his legs are atrophied because he hasn't been, the gravity, a gravity-free environment just totally destroys our muscles and things. So we would need to regenerate that faster. Could this be an answer? We're going to talk about that first. I need to tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. If you use CBD oil, this is the best that you're going to find, and it's the most transparent CBD provider company I've ever come across. It's the best you're going to find. So you might have done this. This has happened to me before, where you try to find some good CBD oil. You hear from a friend, oh, you got to try this company, you got to try this guy, and then you buy it, you try it, it's not that good. There's no money back guarantee. You're just stuck with it, and that's it. And then you just know, well, I'm not going to buy it from that person anymore. That's happened to me quite a bit. But that will not happen with CBD Pure or CBD Pets, because first, they have a money-back guarantee, which is awesome. So even if you don't like it, if it doesn't work for you, you can send it back. But also, they third-party, scientifically, independently test every batch they create. So they want to make sure that it is non-GMO, it's totally pure, it's organic, pesticide-free, and they put those results, they put their scientific results on their website, so they're totally transparent. You don't have to take my word for it. You can check it out yourself. You can click on the links in the description below, or just go to Josh Peck Disclosure and find the banner on the sidebar. And while you're there, check out Coastline Kratom. Again, I've talked about my experience with Kratom and how it's great. You know, if you're a chronic pain sufferer like me, Maybe this is the answer. Now, Coastline Kratom has the highest quality kratom. They also have a money-back guarantee, which is great. There is one downside, and it's not Coastline Kratom's fault. It is just the country that we live in. It's a little bit difficult to, it's a little bit of a challenge to buy kratom online sometimes because not every credit card company wants to deal with it. So what you'll have to do on their website, they make it super easy. You set up a Zelle Pay account, and you can do it right on their website when you check out. Just click the Zelle Pay thing. It only takes a minute, and it's totally worth it because then you can get all the kratom you want. So check it out. They have an ultra-enhanced beginner's pack that I really like. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banner, or just click on the links in the description below. Makes it that easy. Okay, well, just want to remind you again that if you are listening to the audio-only version of this, this is actually a video. But in order to get the video and to get the rest of what we're going to talk about, Off-World Colonies, you need to become a member. So membership is a lousy $10 a month or $100 a year. The $100 a year is actually the better deal because then you get 2 months free. But listen, either way, this is less than a cup of coffee. So just don't have the second cup. Or if you're like me, don't have the eighth cup of coffee. I got to quit making that joke. I've made it twice now. I think enough is enough. I won't make it again. But it's super affordable. Then you get exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else. There are exclusive Peck reports that have never aired on YouTube and never will because YouTube won't allow it. You also get the full archived versions of Peck Underground Church in case you're not able to make it live and join in live. You also get access to the message board, which you can post questions for Peck Report. And if you do that, I will address your question right on Peck Report. And I'll either make that public for everybody, I'll try to do that, or it'll be members only. Really, it depends on the question and what the censorship-loving YouTube platform will allow. So just go to, you can click on the link in the descriptions below. You can find a link there to become a member. We've already got lots of great people there, so we want to welcome you into the family. And we're also going to have more exclusive content coming in the future from other hosts. Can't quite announce it yet. We're right there, almost there, to where we can announce it. But that's coming soon. You're going to be thrilled about that. So become a member today at joshpeckdisclosure.com or just click on the description in the link below, and then you'll be able to watch the rest of the video. So for non-members, I love you all. Take care and God bless.